Welcome back to What's the Topic. This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, as I said in the beginning, welcome back to What's the Topic. And I am grateful for the fact that you are here, because that means you're enjoying every show that you listen to right here on What's the Topic. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good night, good night. And if it's good, I'm just kidding. I know you're probably thinking, what is he gonna say next? What is he gonna say next? There's nothing else that I'm gonna say. So if it's good night, I just have one more thing to say. Do not go to sleep until you listen to the full What's the Topic show. Yes, that's how it is. So I hope you're really going to enjoy this awesome, amazing session, this awesome, amazing show, because we're going to be looking at some interesting things. Yeah, like, as you saw yourself, the topic itself is, dreams worth it? So are dreams worth it? That is what we're going to be looking at. I'm going to obviously tell you from my side what I think about dreams, from my perspective, what do I think about dreams. You know, I've got a point of view, you know, concerning dreams, and you probably got a point of view concerning dreams and what you think about dreams. So yeah, I'm gonna look at what you think about dreams, and yeah, do let me know. And there's some people, they had some things to say about dreams. And yeah, if you don't know what dreams are, I'm gonna give you a couple of dreams, you know, definition of dreams and what, yeah, you know, dreams actually are. What is a dream, the definition of a dream, and give you some example of dreams, you know, and all those things. Even share a couple for myself, and maybe if you don't know, you'll know after that. In fact, not even maybe, you'll definitely know what it is after that. So before we even get into the whole session of dreams and actually looking at what dreams are, yes, and what some people, you know, there's people out there that had a lot of dreams and they achieved them and everything. We're going to look at some of their dreams, you know, what their dreams were, you know. So that's what we're also going to look at. But before we even get into all of those things, here is an awesome, amazing track. Yes, an awesome, amazing track by Christine Alicia called Freedom Fighters.
Where are all our heroes? Careful with what you getting into your mind, because what's in the mind goes straight to the heart, and what's in the heart comes out of the mouth.
Yeah. There you go. I'm gonna be reading from the Book of Jazz.
Radio has never been better.
Welcome back. Yes, yeah, that was Freedom Fighters right there. And I really do hope you enjoyed that track. Yes, I know I enjoyed it. That's why I actually recommended it to you. And if you want to listen to it again, make sure you listen to us, the topic, again. Yes, go back, rewind, and replay it again. So, that is Freedom Fighters. Now we're moving on. So, dreams. That's what we're going to be looking at. Are dreams worth it? But before we even talk about if dreams are worth it, we need to take a look at what are dreams. What is a dream? Yes, what is a dream? Now, I'm going to give you two definitions of a dream and give you four examples, you know, two of each. A dream as a plural noun, this is what it is. It is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. That is what it is. So if I had to give you an example, one would say I had a recurrent dream about falling from great heights. Yes. So that is an example right there. So if you never knew, now you know. Second example is obviously a dream is a cherished aspiration, ambition, or idea. So if I had to give you an example, one would say I fulfilled a childhood dream when I became a champion. So that's what one would say. So you obviously have these different dreams that people have, and I'm gonna even touch on what they are. Now, what is a dream as a verb? Coming from the third person point of view, one would say a dream is an experience during sleep. That is what a dream is. So if you had to say to your friend, I dreamt about her last night, or I dreamt about him last night, that is coming from, you know, third person type of view, explaining what a dream is. Or the second one, which is defined as indulge in daydreams or fantasies about something greatly desired. So that is what it would be. And if you look at one, they would actually say she had dreamt of a trip to Italy, you know, stuff like that. So that is basically what a dream is. It's a series of thoughts, you know, images and sensations occurring in one person's mind during sleep. And some obviously do daydream, you know, they daydream. So they like standing right there daydreaming and all those stuff. But they like thinking, having images, you know, those type of situations. That's literally what is happening in their mind. So that is what a dream is. Yes, that is actually what a dream is. The theory state that dreams don't actually mean anything. So you got theories out there that actually state that dreams don't mean anything. Now, that is why I'm asking, do dreams really matter? Do dreams matter? Are dreams worth it? Like, what do you think? What do you think? Because there's people who say they do, and there's people that say they don't. So, are dreams worth it from your point of view? Do you think they're worth it? I mean, I had people who had a lot of things to say. Some people said no, they're not. Other people said yes, they are. And others said it depends on what the dream is. So you had those people, you know, you had those different types of people. And obviously, yeah, like from my point of view, I would say they are, they actually are. And they're connected to your purpose, you know. And if you actually get to find out what your purpose is, that's where you actually see, whoa, wait a minute, dreams, there's actually more to dreams. You'll actually see there is more to dreams. And I thought it was just, you know, the surface stuff and, you know, just sleeping and seeing things in my mind, you know. So it's dreams worth, you know, getting, and those type of thoughts you'll actually have inside your mind. I mean, you got a lot of different dreams out there, to be honest. Let me actually be honest with you. Like, there is literally a lot of dreams out there. People have different dreams. People actually have different dreams. And that's because people are different. They're actually different. I'm not the same as, you know, a person who is 5 years old or 50. I mean, yo, there's a lot of examples I can actually use. There's a lot of examples that I can actually use. Now, when you look at dreams, the other thing that you should know is, there are actually five main types of dreams. Yes, they actually, dreams have sections, you know, categories, if I can put it that way. Now, you get the first type of dreams, which are normal dreams. So you get normal dreams, that's the first type of dreams. You get the second dreams types, you know, the second type of dreams, which is daydreaming, you know, daydreams. So your daydreamers and all those stuff. So you get, that's the second type of dreams. And then we go to the third type of dream, which is lucid dreams. And then you get the other types of dreams, which is false awakening dreams. And then you get the fifth one, which is nightmares. Yep, nightmares. Now, whether you remember your dreams or not, most people dream every night. You know, they actually dream every night. And it's very interesting. So when they actually dream at night, they dream one of these five. So that's literally what happens. Yeah, you should be in a position where you can identify what type of dreams do you actually have. Now, that is just one side of dreams. I want to know about the other side of dreams, which is you having a goal in your mind, and your dream is to achieve that goal in your mind. You know, that's why if you connected to your purpose, then you'll actually have visions and dreams. Now, before I even touch on that, one thing that you should also understand is that dreams are actually God's language. They're actually the language of God. And God speaks to us through dreams and everything like that, you know. Like, literally, we can actually take a whole series, you know, explaining this and all this time. Like, yo, that is how much time we can take to go in depth, you know, in terms of dreams. Because, yeah, they're actually God's language. God speaks to us through dreams and different, yeah, you know, God has different ways of speaking to us. But dreams are actually the language of God. So, whoa, that's how powerful they are right there. You actually, you dreaming, you, yeah, God's language, you know, spiritual stuff right there. So, like I said, we can take a whole series, but we're not going to do that right now. Right now, I'm just going to go into my question. Do dreams actually matter? Is it worth it for a person actually setting a dream and having a dream and, you know, setting targets towards that dream? I mean, you had a lot of people in, you know, your past history that have had dreams, you know. They've had different types of dreams. They've had achievements that they achieved because of a dream that was inside their mind, you know. So you have those type of situations. Now, my question is it really worth it to have a dream? Is it worth it to have a dream? Should one have a dream? Should one even think of having a dream? Or is it just one of those things where you're like, have a dream, or you don't have a dream? It's cool. It is really cool. Is it one of those things that actually make you think about that? Like, yeah, whether I have a dream or not, I'm okay. Or is it one of those where you're like, I do need a dream, I need to have a dream, and I need to actually, you know, achieve it. Actually have one for my life. Now, just a couple of lists, you know, concerning dreams and all the stuff. So you have people who, you know, dream of these things. Like, literally, they actually do dream of these things. And that's like their goal to do that. So one of them being, you know, to work online. Some people, their dream is actually to work online, you know. And they'll be like, one of my life's dream is, or, you know, to work online. Like, everything that has to do with work, they want it online. That's one of their dreams. They're like, I want that type of dream to happen. I want to achieve that dream in my life. So that's some people's dreams. Others, they dream to make a business, you know, from blogging. So that's some people's dreams in their life. They want to make a business out of blogging. Like, literally, that's their dream, you know. And they'll tell you, my current dream in life is to make a business out of blogging. And to be honest, there are some people that they have achieved that and they're actually making it work. You got other people that their dream is to be financially free. Like, this is ultimately what they're working, you know, on. They want to be financially free. So they want to be in a position where they can afford anything. They can do anything, literally. They want that type of lifestyle. So that's some people's dream. You got other people that their dream is to have, you know, to earn passive income. So that's some people's dreams right there. And in fact, it might even be yours. As I'm speaking, you're like, whoa, that is me right there. Yes. And yeah, you got people like that. Others, they want to write a book. Their dream is to write a book. And, you know, this has a lot of people, like I said, they're different and all the stuff. So, question is, what is your dream? And if a person has a dream, you know, to write a book, is it really worth it or is it not worth it? That is a question that I want you to answer. So, what is your dream? What is your dream? Obviously, those are like some of the different types of dreams, you know, that people have. What is your dream and is it worth it to actually have that dream? That is my question to you. But before I tell you about my biggest dream and what I think about, you know, having dreams and all the stuff, I'm going to give you an awesome track called I Follow You. Enjoy. welcome back. Welcome back. I really hope you did enjoy that. I hope you are impacted by that and you loved it. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here. We're still speaking about dreams. Are dreams worth it? Myself, I do think dreams are worth it. It actually is important for one to have a dream, because if you don't have a dream, you'll be living out of here, you know. Not out of here. You'll be living out here, you know, with no purpose. You'll be living out here in the streets. To be honest, like, some people, they're in the streets because they never had a dream. They've never considered having a dream. Probably someone spoke to them about having a dream, and they're like, nah, that's nonsense. That is nonsense. I'm not about that life. Don't tell me about dreams and all the stuff. So I don't want anything to do with a dream. That's some people. They actually like that. Now, for me, I'm saying it's important to have a dream, because if you have a dream, you're able to work towards that dream. You're able to do things that's going to help you achieve that dream. So myself, my biggest dream, okay, it's basically, I have a lot. Let me just put it out there. I have a lot. I had one that was like the, not the number one, because my biggest dream would be, you know, living out the purpose of God, you know, the purpose that God has placed for me, actually achieving that purpose and living it, you know, living within it and accomplishing what God wants me to accomplish. That's like the biggest number one dream. Now, coming obviously to the other dreams, the one that would come, you know, first after that, one of the purpose would be to buy my mom a house, which that dream God actually fulfilled. That's the crazy thing. It's actually funny. Like, I wanted to buy my mom a house, but like, I was focused on, you know, making sure that I get close to God. And because I was doing that, God actually fulfilled that first one. It's like, whoa, okay, the house is there. And yeah, like, the desire for me to actually buy my mom a house so that she actually walks through the doors and the first thing that she sees is her picture in a frame inside a house that belongs to her. God fulfilled that, you know, that desire, that, yeah, that dream that I had. So that is actually the awesome, amazing thing, and I'm grateful. Like, wow, like, all the glory goes to God. Second one after that would be to get, you know, a lot of people who are in the streets. Like, this is actually what I once told my mom, and my mom was like, hey, you want to go back in the streets? In fact, not back in the streets. You'll go to the streets and that person will take over, you know, your place. And yeah, once I spoke to my mom and I told her, like, with the homeless, like, my desire is to get homeless people out of the streets, get them into a shelter and, you know, get them educated and they actually, you know, make something out of their life and not just stay in the streets. Let me say, empower them. Get them off the streets, empower them, and they actually start living a life where they make something out of their life. That is one of the dreams that I had. And I once told my mom, I'm like, when we buy a house, I'm going to take... So there was a specific homeless person that used to be in the area that we used to stay. So I was like, mom, when we buy a house, I'm going to take this guy with us. I'm going to make sure that he comes with us. And she was like, hey, you're going to go and stay in the streets. So yeah, that thing. But yeah, concerning that, yeah, like, I still have that desire where I want to buy an apartment. Okay, not, let me not say an apartment, something for the overseas, you know, listeners. I would love to buy something like a hotel, but now that hotel is just for homeless people to get off the streets and actually live there and empower them so that they can make something out of their life. So that is something that I would love to do. So if you're overseas, it's like a hotel. If you decide, you know, in SA, in South Africa, I would classify it as a flat. Now, a flat is, yeah, it's like a hotel. Like, has 50, you know, apartments within there. So yeah, something like that. That is still something that I want to do, and I'm going to achieve it, and I will definitely do it. Watch the space. Very soon. Yes, I see it happening. So that is like one of the dreams that I want to do. And, you know, connecting that dream to purpose, like, that's actually amazing, because you can get 50 people to Jesus. You get them saved and you help them to start becoming like Jesus as well. And on top of that, I mean, they're off the streets. So that's like really amazing. And yeah, myself, I say dreams are really worth it. Make sure you have a dream, and the right dream, not the wrong dream. Make sure your dream is connected to your purpose, and you'll definitely hit it. You'll hit it. It's not impossible. Gotta make sure you have a dream. So that's for myself, Fearless Eagle. I really hope you had a lot that you took from the show. Notes, like you actually even, yeah, decided you're going to have a dream if you don't have one. And if you do have one, you're actually now realigning it to see, does you, like, is this, like, does this dream work? Is it worth it? How can I do this? I hope that's you and you actually working towards that. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, now you can go and sleep. From myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. And this is the last track that you're going to hear from What's the Topic. It's a song by Limo Blaze called Grace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enjoy.
Welcome to listening to Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Give me that. ever put me to shame. Shame.